This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow night, the October edition of Music on the Mountain on Mount Sequoia will feature Dennis Collins. Dennis has lived in Fayetteville for more than 30 years. He's not an unfamiliar face. He's accompanied many of the area's musicians and singers on stages. But it hasn't been often that he's taken the lead, as he will Tuesday night in Clapp Auditorium beginning at 7. Dennis is with me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to give us just a small peek at what we can expect to see and hear tomorrow night. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So how did you're not usually the person that is on the top of the bill.
No.
So how did tomorrow night's event come about?
Well, I started when I first started playing music in college. I wrote some songs. I mean, when I first started to learn to play the guitar, that was a natural sort of move for me to learn. As I learned, I was writing some music too, and then. I wrote a passel of songs, and then, you know, life sort of caught up with me, and I had kids and family, and so I'd always been sort of a writer, but I quit writing songs. And so what ended up happening was I wrote a song for Nick Masullo, mm-hmm. and that was three or four or five years ago now. And I was encouraged by Emily Cates and Donna and some of the songwriters around town to...
Donna from Still on the Hill.
Donna from Still on the Hill and Kelly to pursue it, you know. And so I did that, and I started writing some songs, and now I have enough to unveil.
How many of these songs that you'll play tomorrow night have you played before an audience?
Just a couple. Some will be totally brand new to everybody. And, you know, I've played two or three of them around with Emily, I guess just with Emily. And then I played the song for Mike Shirky's house,
mm-hmm.
and I've
mm-hmm.
done that in front of a bunch of people. So that one's been heard. But most of them haven't been, so it'll be interesting to see that. You know, when you... You know, I've done cover songs, and I've done solo stuff doing cover songs before. And those are a lot easier because they're already proven to be, you know, good songs. And so I'm going to do a few of those, you know, to kind of anchor the thing. But it's scary because you have your songs, and you're not sure about them totally.
You picked up the guitar in college?
I did, yeah. I was about 20 years old, yeah. Got a guitar when I was like in second grade, and I never played it much. But I was always I was always into music, and I grew up in California where I listened to, you know, I was always into sort of the folk side of rock, Jackson Brown, Joni Mitchell, Traffic, that kind mm-hmm. of stuff, Little Feet, a little bit more rocky, but out there, those were sort of my influences, Van Morrison. So when I started playing guitar, that's kind of where I moved to in that sort of area. But then it wasn't long after that I was introduced to folk and bluegrass, and I went off into that thing for a long time.
California born, but Oklahoma State for college.
Oklahoma State, yes. Wanted to play golf, possibly. Mm-hmm. I fancied myself a golfer. I soon found out that there were a bunch of people way better.
That also fancied themselves golfers, yeah.
Yeah, and so I gave that a shot, but, you know, quickly learned that I was out of my league there. But
yeah, I don't know if you've had this guitar that you have in the studio with you since Stillwater, but
no.
It looks like you've had it for a while.
Well, actually, that's an old guitar. It's a 38 Martin, so it's really old. I've only had it a few years, but it's road weary. That's why I like it, and it's a great sounding little guitar.
Can we hear something?
Yeah. This is a little instrumental I wrote this summer when I was yearning for the fall, which is actually on us now. It's called First Frost. Thank you. sort of like that.
I like that. That does seem autumnal. You mentioned you've writing songs again. When you first were writing songs back in the 70s, mm-hmm. anything from that era going to be sung?
Yes, I'm going to do two songs from my first tape that Bob Holland made me make because he knew I'd forget everything. And he was right. And I dug it up, about a year ago.
A cassette tape,
yeah. And it still worked. It was in a plastic baggie. It wasn't recorded very well, and you can't hear it very well. But there were two songs on there that I thought, well, these would be cool to resurrect. And so one is kind of a political statement, although I don't really go there much, but I did then, I guess. And it's sort of a political statement. I don't really understand it, but I'm going to play it the way I wrote it. And that was in 75. 76, then I wrote one for my wife. A love song, if you will, for her. And she hasn't ever, well, she may have heard it back then, but she hasn't heard it since then.
Wow.
So I'm going to unveil that and see, you know, if I can make some points there. You never know.
That's great, though. You wrote it for her in 76?
We had just gotten married.
Just got married.
Yeah, we got married in 76, so. Yeah, and yeah, so it'll be interesting to play those two.
Well, can you play something else for us?
I can, let's see. You know, I forgot my capo. I had one that I was going to do with a capo. This one is one that I wrote, and I do play it up, but I'm going to play it down here. It's one that I wrote about this kid that I saw while I was on my way to work one day. He was walking to school, I guess, maybe. But he was sort of stood out, and that's what this song's about. Standing alone on the corner, walking that funny straight line. With one hand he cradled his novel, and with the other he seemed to keep time. Well, I slowed down to look back again as the children went bustling by, tending to their adolescent concerns. They seem to pay him no mind. Isn't it like life every day? Eyes fixed to the road, not allowed to gaze at the boy who walks the invisible road while the world is passing him by. I thought of myself on that corner, and I could see myself walking that line. I'd spent some time there in my younger days, but it's been a hell of an awful long time. And I wondered if I could get back there to that place where we dream in real time. Ah, but I shudder at what I discovered among the junk that clutters my mind. Isn't it like life every day? Eyes fixed to the road, not allowed to gaze at the boy who walks the invisible road while the world is passing him by. And in a moment, the scene was behind me as I hurried along on my way, facing up to the duties that come day after day after day. And I thought of that boy on the corner and how life for him will unfold. Will he settle for life as we know it, or will he walk the invisible road? Isn't it like life every day, eyes fixed to the road, not allowed to gaze at the boy who walks the invisible road
while the world is passing him by.
So you saw the young man, and then it just started to form?
Well, he was walking sort of like with one foot in front of the other, and he was kind of in a little daydream, and he was the same age as all these other kids, but they were all, you know, backpacking and running to mm-hmm. school, and he was not really worried about it, didn't look like. So when I got to work, I wrote, that's the other thing, Keith Grimwood has been also an influence on me as far as like writing down thoughts and things like that. And so that's what I did.
It seems amazing. It seems like there is this very supportive network here of people helping each other. You don't find that in every vocation. I don't think you find it among musicians in every place. But you've already talked about Keith helping and Emily and mm-hmm. a real support network that there's no jealousy there. It's like to help you get better.
No. Yeah, there's a lot of good songwriters in town. There's a songwriter bunch that meets at our Sega's that I never really attended because I didn't write songs to you know. And so I've met some of those folks. And, of course, I've been playing with Emily for a long time, and I've known, and she's a great songwriter, obviously. And so she really encouraged me to, once I started writing them, she really, you know, and when you get encouragement from people that you look up to, that's good. That keeps you going. So
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
And it's part of it's the Clap Restoration Fund that it helps raise money for.
Yes, for the building up there. And I've lived on Assembly. Well, we lived on Skyline for years, and then I lived on Assembly. So I've lived 300 yards from that place for almost 30 years.
Easy commute.
Yeah. I can carry my stuff up there if I wanted to.
Well, can you play one more to take us out of this?
Okay, let's see. What shall I do here? All right, well, this is a song. This is a cover song that all of you will recognize. One of the first songs I ever learned after I started playing guitar.
Well, I've been out walking, and I don't do that much talking. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do for you, and all the times I had the chance to. And I had a lover. It's so hard to risk another these days, these days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, well, it's just that I've been losing for so long. Sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter tones to ten. My friend, please don't confront me with my failures. Oh, I have not forgotten them.
Many of us listen to For Every Man over and over. I love that song.
Yeah, that's a great Jackson Brown album. Yes. So anyway,
Well, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.
7 o'clock. Clap Auditorium.
Clap Auditorium. We'll do it.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Dennis Collins will perform tomorrow night at Clap Auditorium on Mount Sequoia. The concert begins at 7. For more information, mountsequoia.org.